Hello, and welcome to the Get the Acceptance Letter podcast. My name is Treasure Shields Redmond, and I just want to say ho, 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 and Merry Christmas, and Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa. It's the holidays, and here at Get the Acceptance Letter Academy, where we help busy parents of college-bound teens secure top-tier education without massive debt, I wanted to leave you with five questions that I ask clients as I'm preparing to see if I should work with their child privately. So, these five questions are really good and simple, and they're five questions that you could use as well if you're someone who's starting the journey to getting your kid into school, filling out applications, and securing a hashtag debt-free degree. So let's get started. Number one, what are your college-bound teen's biggest strengths? Now, that may seem like a simple one, right? But when you delve into it, it can be much more complex than it appears. For instance, some of our kiddos have fished with a hook as far as their extracurriculars and exploring their gifts are concerned. For instance, they fell in love with ballet at 3 years old, and now they are a member of a amateur company, or they go to dance three times a week. They've really dived deep into dance. They found out they loved numbers early on, and now they're in AP calculus. And some of our screenagers have fished with a net as far as their extracurriculars and exploring their gifts are concerned. One week it was water polo, next it was horseback riding, then it was surfing, then they were a mathlete, then they decided they wanted to be on debate team, and then they decided they wanted to play lacrosse. They've run the gambit. But what you need to think about is, where do those items intersect? Are they leaders? Are they critical thinkers? Are they gifted at composing music, teaching music, performing music? Think about those items, because they go into question number two. How do their transcripts and community service reflect those strengths? So this kid, this one who fished with a net, who's been in all sorts of activities, is there a through line of leadership? Do they join the activities and immediately become vice president, records recorder, or even the leader? Have they founded more than one club? If leadership is their jam, you need to keep that in the front of your mind as you're advising them about what major they should pursue or what college they should pursue. Number three, where do they see themselves going to school? Elite institution, state school, small private college? Does your kid like large crowds or really crave one-on-one relationships with professors? Do they want to be far away, or are they interested in maintaining close ties with the town, the family of origin? Okay. And number four, what do you see my role as being? In other words, what gaps would my service be filling? I like to know exactly what potential clients may need. Do they just need help with essays? Are they someone who wants intense private college counseling where you help them matchmake, write essays, fill out applications, and search for scholarships? Or is money the thing at the front of their mind? And then the final question is, finally, if our work went perfectly, what would be the end result? So there you have it. I hope you guys have a happy holiday. Go to gettheacceptanceletter.online. And until then, happy admissions.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.